Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we had Easter last week, and I've been kind of talking about authority. I want to dig in deeper tonight about authority. Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank the praise and worship team. You know, I don't want to really spend a lot of time really mentioning people, but Brian and Wendy and Piper, I just think they do a really good job, and I want to thank them all for the good job that they do. So why don't you guys come up and give a speech? I'm kidding. So yeah. And then somebody had a birthday yesterday. His initials are Brian Ansel, but I don't remember who that is. So we should. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. Hey! I'm an equal opportunity embarrasser, so, you know, we'll leave it out. That's right. And Chloe and Dwight have been doing a good job out there, too, so thank you for those two, Chloe and Dwight, and then Amy with all the snacks and getting food and everything. Yay! Appreciate her. And, of course, Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary. All right. And the ushers, yay! All right, everybody. And all of you, yay!
And for the pastor.
That's right, yay! Y'all need longer arms so you can pat yourself on the back. Yay! Kidding. All right. I got that out of my system. So, all right. I feel better now. Oh, but authority, you have authority tonight. Yeah, something to shout about. Luke chapter 9. We're going to run through some scriptures tonight. And I feel so much better. I got that out of my system. Whew.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Man, I'm going to stand up. Is that okay? I used to stand up all the time. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I got a zone here. If I get too far, I hear go whoop. And then it just get the howling going on. But I enjoy standing up. I don't know why. Sometimes I sit down. But anyway, let's, Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. We're talking about authority again tonight. And this is where Jesus, now remember here, Jesus is sending the disciples out. They're not born again, right? They still have spiritually dead spirit. They're not born again, okay? And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what? Power and authority over all devils and what? To cure diseases. Now, these are spiritually dead people that are not born again. They are getting their authority directly from Jesus at this point, okay? And of course, we have all the authority from Jesus at this point too, right? And then verse 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and what? To heal the sick. So they had authority over the devil. Luke 10, 17 through 19, this is the Amplified, and this is when they get back. This is interesting now, because we're going to break this down a little bit tonight. And verse 17, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, which is Satan, and nothing will in any way harm you. Now, I want to stop right there. What are the powers of the enemy? Well, that encompasses a lot, doesn't it? Right? Sickness, disease, poverty, lack, conflict, deception, hopelessness, demonic forces, right? Sin. All of these things are, right, powers of the enemy. Those are things that the enemy tries to bring your way. And Jesus says, I've already given you authority over powers of the enemy, right? Now, this is Old Testament. And you're thinking, well, this is actually New Testament. No, this is Old Covenant. People weren't even born again. They were not born again yet. But Jesus gave them a power and authority to go do some things, didn't he? So I want to ask you this. And then verse 20, nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. So Old Testament, they had authority. Now we have, and it's so hard for Christians, some Christians now, we were talking about religion earlier, it's so hard for some Christians to understand that we have authority over the enemy. And now we've got a better covenant than they did while Jesus walked the earth, right? Because that covenant, our new covenant, started when Christ died, rose from the dead, seated by the hand of the Father, and he presented the blood to what we call the mercy seat. That's where God the Father was at. That was, and then we see that was the point in the new covenant, right? Because that was the payment in full, right? At the end of it. So, when Jesus was in hell for 3 days and he rose from the dead, we see scriptures in Ephesians and other places, and then he presented the blood. Now, why was it important? I know I'm getting off a little bit here. When he saw the disciples in different times, said, "Don't touch me yet, because I haven't presented it unto the Father yet." Well, he hadn't presented the payment yet, and then when that happened, then that new covenant was completed, because that's what the payment was, the blood. Everybody say the blood. The blood is the payment. So even before the payment was finalized, the disciples had the authority. Acts 3:6 says, but Peter said, now here's an example of our authority, walking in the authority. Acts 3:6, and it says, but Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what do I have? I give you. Now, what did he give him? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There was some power that he had, right? Mm-hmm. Authority in the name of Jesus. He had power. So we see all throughout the New Testament, we see people who are walking in the power in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? They had the power and they're walking in the authority. This is where religion and runs away from it, when we start getting into the authority, and also we get into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? That's where they tuck tail and run. Like, we're not too into this, right? When the anointing shows up, we don't like that. But we see here that all the disciples, that's where the acts, that means the disciples, the acts of the Holy Spirit, that's really what the book says. If you look at it, it says, in fact, let me just pull it up here real quick. Acts, you look at the book of Acts. I like it because people say, well, it's the acts of the disciples. Hmm? It says the acts of the apostle here, but it's actually the acts of the Holy Spirit, right? Working through the apostles. Yeah, well, at least we're in the basement. So. I see nothing blowing out there. The trees are like perfectly still. So anyway, we'll just speak to the storm. We say in the name of Jesus, but we exercise our authority tonight in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves. We speak to the winds tonight in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace in the name of Jesus. So we see that the whole we see the example after example after example that people used their authority in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, didn't they? We see here that Peter spoke to the lame man, and he says, I have no silver, I have no gold, but what I have, which is what? The authority in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And what did he do? He rose up and walked. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Well, what did Jesus do? He gave that to us, didn't he? We're going to see later in some scriptures. So we see that Jesus has authority in heaven, which is this realm, heaven, and then also on earth, which is this realm as well. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Here we go. Mr. Gary was talking about this. or we were just talking about this earlier, resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. So when we run to God, we have authority and we can tell the devil and he has to leave us, right? See, we were just talking about that. We forget about the first part. That's why it's important when you read Scripture to read the before it and after it, right? We always take things out of context a lot. We always say, well, I'm going to resist the devil and he's going to flee from me. No, back up. It says what? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And then what? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So, again, the Bible is really clear about steps we need to take often. I always like to think, when I read the Word, I always think about order. God has things in order for a particular reason, doesn't he? Everything's in order. There's a design there. He has a plan, right? We were just talking last night. I was thinking about things in the Word, and one of the girls said, "Well, I heard you," and I'm thinking, we were talking about, well, hearing and getting are two different things, right? And doing, right? Hearing something is different than doing it. That's why God told, Joshua like 32,000 times, it seems like, in the book of Joshua, don't be afraid. By the way, don't be afraid. Be of good courage and be of good courage. And then don't be afraid. And then after that, don't be afraid. And then be of good courage. And then, did I mention, don't be afraid and be of good courage, right? Because he's trying to make a point. Just put one foot in front of the other, okay? It's going to be okay. Just go. Go this way. So again, God is trying to get some things over to us. 1 John 4:4 says, "Little children, you are from God, and what have overcome them? For he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world." So you got to realize we are greater than before we even get to the battle. We've already won the battle before we even got there. Before we even get there, we've got the victory, right? So it doesn't matter who's in the world. We are greater than in the world, which is the enemy, right? And we know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers in darkness and high places, right? Say that fast 10 times. Hebrews 1:3-4. We're going to close here in just a minute, but and then read a few other scriptures, and we're just about done. I got 12 more closings, so we're almost there, right? Hey, Mr. Gary gave me permission. He said, my 12 closings, I'm taking advantage of them. So, and I might just add a couple more on top of it. I'm kidding. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins," here we go, "sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high," verse 4, "being made much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." There is a power in the name tonight that is greater than angels, that is greater than anything that you can mention in this world or the world to come. Like Ephesians talks about, there is power in the name of Jesus. Mark 16:17-18, it says, "These signs will accompany those who believe in my name." It always goes back to the name, doesn't it? The name of Jesus always goes back to the name. "In my name, I will cast out demons." Watch out for this next part. "They will speak in new tongues." Uh-oh. "They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them." Now, it doesn't mean we're going to go around and drinking Drano or, swallowing, what are those? Everybody's doing it now, the pods or the Tide Pods. All those clowns are eating Tide Pods and stuff. Who need Tide Pods? Hello. But what it means is something does happen, like the Apostle Paul. He was grabbing wood, and the serpent came out, and the snake bit him, right? And he shook it off in the fire. Paul wasn't around playing with snakes. Look at me. I'm going to play with snakes now. No, he was somewhere, and he pulled the wood out, and all of a sudden, a snake came out and bit him, right? And it says, "Drink anything, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." I said they will recover. And so You know how many people they just get so, and they come back and they say, you know, I remember being at Endemada, and Mark Brzee was talking about. He said, you know, people say, well, I don't see anything about healing in the New Testament. He goes, I can't go through the Word without seeing it everywhere, right? It's just amazing. You know, people say, well, I just don't believe in prosperity stuff. It's like, how do you not see prosperity? It's all over the Bible, right? I mean, it starts from the beginning of in the book of Genesis, where God gave Adam and Eve the entire world. I don't know what your definition of prosperity means, but to me, that's prosperity, right? If God gives you the whole world and he says, okay, here's a garden, you just take care of it, and you're on the whole planet, nobody else is here, that's prosperity, right? At the end of it, too, a revelation, when we're stepping over the glory, I mean, the streets are made of gold, that's prosperity. I mean, hello? You know, I wish I had a big chunk of it down here on the earth, right? Big, you know, I'll have a driveway of gold. I'll just take it all up and take it to the bank, right? No. But when you start seeing things in the Word, it's, you know, sometimes when you see the Word, you just have blinders on, right? But when you start beginning to have revelation by the Holy Spirit, then you see it everywhere. Like, for example, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, some people are, I just don't know about this stuff. When you start seeing it in the Word, then you see that Peter denied Jesus 3 times and, you know, ran and hid. And then you see after he's baptized in the Holy Spirit, they're in Jerusalem and he's out, he turns into a madman for Jesus. I mean, yeah. It's you see the absolute change in people. The disciples, they were nowhere to be found. And then when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came, they're all hiding in the upper room. And then boom, the Holy Spirit, and they're just all over the place, right? Ministering to people. Do you realize that all of that area in that region, they estimate within about a 2 to 3 year span that they had already evangelized all over Eurasia. That's pretty amazing. Within just a number of years, that happened. And so these people were on fire for God, and the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding them. But when you start seeing things in the Word like authority, it's everywhere then, right? It's from Genesis 1, 26 and 27 all the way through the end. And what happens is we just didn't exercise our authority. It all comes back to authority. This is one of the main issues here. We forfeited, gave it over to the devil. Jesus came back, got it back for us. Now we need to pick up the mantle and keep going when we left it off in the first place in the book of Genesis. Amen? And so, the devil doesn't want you to have revelation. The devil doesn't want the church to talk about. The devil doesn't want people to have authority, right? Because what's going to happen? Okay. We've got a manifestation out here. I don't know what's going on. Something crazy going on. But amen. Amen. I'm kind of getting hungry for pizza. I don't know if our pizza's here yet or not.
6:30.
All right. Well, we're, amen. Amen. Well, we're praying the pizza man gets here, or the pizza lady. Amen. Jesus, keep him safe, Lord. Keep that pepperoni and sausage safe in the name of Jesus. We pray for it. Amen. And the cheese, pizzas, whatever's coming down along. Amen, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, for your authority, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for these people, Lord God. They are blessed, Lord. We pray for safety right now. People around this community, Lord God, we think your hand is upon people, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. But Father, we give you glory and honor, and we thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Jesus. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's pray over the food here. We'll pray over the food right now. Lord, we just pray right now. The pizza is blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that no sickness and disease in our midst, Lord God, that we are healthy and blessed in your name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Now it's done.